If tourism officials in Alabama had their way, the southern end of the Appalachian Trail would end in their state. Their hopes are bound up in a natural path that connects the famous trail, where it now ends officially in Georgia, to the Appalachian Mountains in Alabama. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Steve Chiotakis explains.
Under a canopy of shortleaf pine and hickory trees, Greg Line hikes near the crest of Alabama's highest peak, Mount Cheehaw. He traverses red dirt and rocks and renegade tree roots that form a sort of a staircase through nature with his beloved old sassafras walking stick.
It goes with me on almost every hike, yes.
He could have used it 20 years ago when he and a buddy hiked the Appalachian Trail, or AT as it's known. It was an arduous 2,000-mile trek.
There were days where it was more work than it was fun, and you just had to get up in the morning and put on that pack and get the job done.
It was remembering that 5.5-month hike and being curious about nature from his days in the Boy Scouts that got Line involved in state conservation. Ultimately, he would help others piece together the Alabama land that now connects to the AT. Outdoor tourism officials and state boosters like Stuart Dansby say that's a no-brainer.
Most people in the country don't know much about geography. People need to know the Appalachian Mountains end in north central Alabama.
That effort began recently at Mount Cheehaw. Workers gingerly place a massive granite and limestone boulder and plaque that commemorate the completion of the Pinhoti Trail. And a dedication ceremony, attorney Mike Leonard, whose idea spans 25 years, said the pathway highlights the area's geographic blessings.
I believe in the state of Alabama, and I believe in the beauty of this state. And I believe that it is something that the rest of the country needs to know about, they need to appreciate.
It was the conservationist Benton McKay who in 1921 envisioned the Appalachian Trail as a refuge from the urban environs of the East Coast. And now the Alabama Pinhoti meanders 115 miles to the Georgia border and ultimately to Springer Mountain, the original southern endpoint of the AT in Georgia. Tom Cosby with the Birmingham Regional Chamber of Commerce says the original northern endpoint was in New Hampshire but was officially extended. The same, he says, could happen in Alabama.
Our hope is with time, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, at some point perhaps the Appalachian Trail Conference would say, well, you know, so many people hike the entire length of the Appalachians, and they don't end at Springer Mountain, they actually end in Alabama. Why don't we sanction it and say that the Appalachian Trail now ends in Alabama?
Cosby says state officials haven't officially asked for the trail to be extended into Alabama, but they hope it will become sort of a de facto end and eventually be recognized. For their part, Georgia officials at a state park near Springer Mountain say they have no position on the Alabama plan, which could siphon hikers and tourist dollars away. The Appalachian Trail Conservancy also has not taken an official stand, but Executive Director David Startzel says such a move would require an act of Congress.
It would have to be an amendment to the National Trail System Act, which provides a fairly general description of the route of the trail, but it's detailed enough that clearly an extension into Alabama wouldn't fit the current definition.
The National Trails System Act of 1968 places both endpoints at Mount Katahdin, Maine, and Springer Mountain, Georgia, so the wording would have to be changed. Regardless, the Alabama Pinhoti is there for the hiking. No matter what it's called, it is an uninterrupted path all the way to Maine. For NPR News, I'm Steve Chiotakis in Birmingham.